Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be bringing it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no I am in.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Wow, those guys are early and awake this morning. Holy cow. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally with you. Even if you don't have any need today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Of course, we are celebrating today like we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Spanish Paella Day. With a little bit of seafood in there, don't mind. Love that Spanish paella. When it's right, it is tremendous. I might have to try and find some place to get it. Where are you getting your paella at today is just a simple question for you. Markets recovering a little bit. They were down quite a bit early this morning following through on the amazing events of the healthcare law over the after the markets closed on Friday afternoon after we finished chatting with you. So we will chat about that one more as we move along this morning. Unbelievable watching what the freedom or lack of freedom or lack of guts caucus does. It's just amazing. They can never get to a point of wanting to do anything. And, you know, we saw some times where they were anti everything with a Democrat run the country. But holy cow, they still can't get to a point of saying, you know something, this is what's best for the country. And even though it's not 100% of what they want, it's much better than we have. Can't get to that point with them. They love the idea of being the obstructionist. I love listening to, what was his name, Jim Jordan or Congressman Jordan from Ohio over the weekend. It was just amazing listening to him. Well, this is what we promised the American people. Well, yeah, you're right. You promised the American people you're going to get rid of Obamacare. You had the opportunity to get rid of Obamacare. Did you take that opportunity? No, you did absolutely nothing. The same that you're used to doing is absolutely nothing other than obstructing progress within the country. Glad to see that Congressman Lowe decided to do an area where he can actually make a difference in our country. That's the beauty of what some of these folks really recognized is going on. Amazing how they can just continue doing this. And now where are they heading? Well, the bottom line of where they're heading to with this whole mess is the president has now gone to wanting to make sure he gets things done. I like that idea with this president. He wants to make sure things get done. So if he can't get the loons in the Freedom Caucus to do what they should be doing in the first place, he's going to go to some of the moderates that may want to get things done within the Democrat Party. And he's already got a comment. Ironically enough, it's amazing that you get anything out of Chuck Schumer. But he did get a comment from Chuck Schumer. And here's the beauty of listening to some of our friends on the left. What is Schumer most concerned with? Well, his main concern, the first thing he comes out is drop attempts to repeal the predecessor's signature achievement. Amazing. Not that he wants things better for the American people. He wants to maintain the prior president's signature achievement, the achievement that took health care away from America. And people, yeah, you know something? He say he's right. He did get health insurance for Americans. Too bad health care was the expense we had to pay for it, and we're not able to get care that we want because every 50-year-old male needs to have pregnancy insurance. Unbelievable where they've gone with this whole mess. Nancy Pelosi, she's just worthless as it is.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, that's where her commentary is. Waste of time with her. We just have to go to the moderates. And obviously, she's not considered one of the moderates. She's one of the obstructionists as well. The hard partisan loons, that's where she resides. Amazing right there as well. Did you see United Airlines? So just people can get upset over these things. United Airlines told a couple of teenage girls that they could not board a plane because they were violating the dress code for people traveling on American airline travel passes. Basically, pass that they have for the employees. It's a benefit of employees, families of employees. And they said the attire is not appropriate. They've had for years where they've had dress codes for men and women, boys and girls, to traveling on the airline passes. You can't just, if you want to travel on a pass, I don't think men can wear shorts even. Nothing wrong with that. They've got a guideline that's set up in advance where mom and dad were and letting their kids know that, you know, something that's not appropriate. The girls had the proper attire in their bags. They just didn't want to wear it. Glad to see that they put them back. United Airlines, I'm not a fan of the airlines by any means. I believe that when they mention customer service and airline, that is certainly an oxymoron because there's no such thing as customer service when it comes to airlines. But I'm just suggesting that, you know, I got a little bit of a problem there. Glad to see that they stuck up for a dress code in this country. Speaking of sticking up for one's belief, how about the concept in North Carolina? You got to love this one. The LGBT community is coming up and saying it's going to cost the state of North Carolina $3.76 billion in lost business over a dozen years. Wah, wah, wah. Well, I guess they're not coming up with this.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, that's the one. So who cares? You know something? Stand up for your principles, North Carolina. Maybe you'll end up with, maybe Ringo Starr won't do a concert there, but who cares if Ringo Starr doesn't do a concert there? Maybe the NC2A won't do their event there, but who cares about the NC2A? And the NAACP?
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, they're just worthless as it is. They're nothing more. If you want to read a great book, I'm in the middle of this book right now. It's called Cops Under Fire by David Clark Jr. And obviously, Mr. Clark, if you've ever seen him, is a black sheriff in Milwaukee and has some great insight as to the NAACP just being nothing more than a hate group. And very fascinating book. If you have a chance to read it, I would highly, highly recommend reading the book. The bathroom, let them stick with their principles. And who cares about some of these other groups? This is not about everything having to have a label attached to it, as we see in many instances of our country. Unbelievable. Well, moving on to a little bit of real estate here. Americans flocking to warmer suburbs, according to the Census Bureau. Recent population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau analysis appear to show a trend among Americans. They're shifting out of the big cities and the Rust Belt states and putting down roots in more suburban areas, namely those along the Sun Belt. According to analysis by Trulia chief economist Ralph McLaughlin, the metros with the fastest population growth, both over the year and for the last three decades, were highly concentrated in Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Texas. The only Sun Belt state not to make the list was Washington. The slowest population growth over the same periods was seen in the Rust Belt, where Connecticut, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania all saw drops. Non-Rust Belt states to make the list included California, Hawaii, and Louisiana. Largest decrease in population was in Detroit, which saw a 30-year population decrease of 19.3%. Really? I guess my guy slowed down.
What?
Yeah. So 19.3% drop. Wonder if that has anything to do with their liberal policies and the valuations, property valuations, job killing plan from the prior administration. Do you think any of that have had anything to do with it? Just a quick question. And we do have a report of the best and worst states and metros in the market. Black Knight Financial Services released Home Price Index Report, HPI, for January 2017. The report states that U.S. home prices are 0.1% from December and up 5.4% year over year. The national HPI home price index was 256,000 against a national number. National API is still down the market peak in June 2006 by 0.3%. See, we've got a bubble when we haven't even got to where we were. However, January's API is 33.5% increase from the national trough in January 2012. By state, New York experienced the biggest change in HPI, going up 1.3% in January. This is more than double the next highest state, Hawaii, which went up 0.6%. Additionally, the New York City metro area was the number one mover, according to Black Knight's data, moved up 1.3%, like the state-level data. Alabama, however, fared the worst. Alabama was the worst-performing metro in January, dropping 3.2% month-to-month, pushing Alabama down to the worst-performing state. In fact, Alabama metro has accounted for half of the top 10 worst-performing in January, according to Tuscaloosa, Anniston, Daphne, including Tuscaloosa, Anniston, Daphne, Gadsden, Decatur. New York accounted for three of the best performing metros: New York City, Binghamton, and boy, the beautiful suburb of Buffalo. Yeah. Massachusetts at 76,000, Washington at 345,000. Other states such as Florida have home prices still below their market peak. In January, Florida's PI 290,000, 20.6%. below its peak in June 2007. Why do you think people are still living there? Arizona is even further from it. I think anything with the cost of health insurance has anything to do with that. At an HPI of 291,000, 21% below its peak in May of 2006. 9 of the 40 largest metros covered by Black Knight data reached new peak in January. San Francisco appears to be the only one in the that's here in the state of confusion. Does that surprise anybody at all that San Francisco would be right there? We got Silicon Valley. They're even, according to Chapman studies, Silicon Valley is not doing nearly what it used to be. And fraud in loan applications up in February is the latest report from First American Financial Corp. It's a loan application defect index. The frequency of defects, fraudulence, misrepresentation, and the information submitted in mortgage applications jumped 4% in February compared to a year ago. The increase by 1.3%. Not good news on that one either. So you wonder why we still have these. They're going to get away with it. There's so much technology out there. First American has a report. And I hate the name of the report, but it is what it is. It's called the Fraud Report. Is what it is. And basically, anytime a lender goes to do a loan, or the title insurance company goes to do their work, they're doing this fraud detection report, and it's kind of like a LexisNexis report. It gives you all kinds of information most people are not even familiar with to be collected about them. So I'm going to highly recommend that go and take a look at what this stuff is. And don't try and snowball what you're doing on your reports, on your loan applications. If you go out to a loan application, the lenders are going to find out everything they need to know one way or another, with you or without you. If you tell your lender, if you've got a mortgage that you're working with, and give them all of the facts, the truth about where you are, what you're trying to accomplish, they can counsel you on what you need to do. If you, on the other hand, go and just, you know, give them misrepresentation, they're going to find it, and you're going to be out in the long run because, again, you can't hide these things. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing current events and the financial markets. When we come back, renting or buying, either way, you're paying a mortgage. It's all about the capital loss tax deduction. How many allowances should you claim? What's an immediate annuity? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Check us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 in the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will give you a home search free, no advertising. You just fill in some of your information. Even if you want, we can give you the information on what the latest homes are selling for. Text message anytime a property closes, escrow in your neighborhood. Some great information right there. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Renting or paying? Either way, you're paying a mortgage. There are some people who have not purchased homes because they're uncomfortable taking on obligation of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you are living with parents rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. As Entrepreneur Magazine, a premier source for small business, explained this month in an article, 12 practical steps to get rich. Renting on a temporary basis isn't terrible. You should most certainly own the roof over your head if you're serious about your finances. It won't make you rich overnight, but by renting, you're paying someone else's mortgage. In effect, you're making someone else rich. Christina Boyle, Senior Vice President and Head of Single Family Sales and Relationship Management Organization at Frednack. How'd you like to put all that on your business card? Single Family Sales and Relationship Management Organization. At Freddie Mac explains another benefit of securing a mortgage versus paying rent, I quote, with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you'll have the certainty and stability of knowing what your mortgage payment will be for the 30 years, unlike rents, which will continue to rise over the next three decades, unquote. As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings, which allows you to build equity in your home that you can tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee the landlord is the person with equity. Interest rates are still at historic lows, making it one of the best times to secure a mortgage dream home. Freddie Mac's latest report shows that rates across the country were at 4.23% last week. The bottom line, if you're looking for a primary residence for the first time or considering a vacation home, maybe a bigger home, your retirement home, now might be the time to buy. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So what is the impact of mortgage rates when you're buying a home? That's a big question mark that many people don't think about. There's two different sides to that same coin. With interest rates where a low number, that you have to really look and say, okay, where are interest rates going? Where are property prices going? What does that mean for you? So there's no doubt that historically low mortgage interest rates were a major impetus to the housing recovery. Experts are showing concern about the possible effect the rising rate will have moving forward. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are all projecting that mortgage interest rates will move upward in 2017. Increasing rates will definitely impact purchasers and may stifle demand. A recent study of industry experts, rising mortgage interest rates and their impact on mortgage affordability, was named by 50% as the force they think will have the most significant impact on U.S. housing in 2017. If rising rates slow demand for housing, home values will be impacted. To this point, Economics recently surveyed a panel of over 100 economists. I've told you this in the past. We love Pulsonomics in this survey because they're going to the people that are studying this all day, every day, economists, invest strategists, housing market analysts. And they ask the question, in your opinion, what level will the 30-year mortgage rate significantly slow value home value appreciation? The survey revealed the following, that the majority of the people feel the biggest impact is going to come at in the 5 to 6% range, up to 5%. Basically, they have no value. At 6%, 23% say it will impact appreciation. Why is that? Well, at that point, the people that got loans last year and the year before in the threes start saying, do I really want to have my interest rate doubled? Is the change in my home that important to me to double the price of my interest rate, to double the cost of my interest? Well, in that situation, people are starting to say no. Most experts believe that the rate would need 5% or above to have any kind of impact at all. The other area that you need to understand is, what is this going to affect on your buying power? That's always the biggie, is afford a certain amount right now, but buying power starts getting impacted when you have an interest rate that starts going above. Each time it ticks up, your power is affected in some manner or another. So you want to think about that concept as prices continue to go 4 or 5% this year, and if interest rates continue to increase. Now, today's a good day. Interest rates down is what happens in the market with the Affordable Care Act and with the replace of Obamacare. So those people that did not get their loans changed already, who didn't take advantage of the market, now might be a great time to jump on that bandwagon. While if the Congress comes out this afternoon or tomorrow and says, we've got the votes now to do this, you watch, the stock market will take off, the bond market will fall, interest rates will increase, and you'll be saying, I wish I had. That's the concept that we're talking to people thinking about. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, we're going to talk about capital loss tax deduction. How many allowances should you claim? It's tax time. We got to start talking about these things. What is an immediate annuity? I was with Al Manfrey over the weekend. He was chatting about how many people have been able to help with these programs right now. You can reach us anytime. Our fair number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, channel. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube or archives of Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 795.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio for any time at 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage and the Fast Pass Loan Program. Every offer becomes same as cash when you use the LastPass. It's already pre-approved, so no waiting around right there. Question this morning all about capital loss tax deductions is in our Your Credit Matters segment today. What is a capital loss tax deduction? So capital loss occurs when you sell a capital asset for less than what you bid for. Capital assets include stock, bonds, homes, and be able to claim a capital loss on inherited property too if you sold it to someone who's not related to you and neither you nor your family personal purposes. It's important to remember that capital losses, also known as realized losses, only count following a sale. So just having a stock decrease in value isn't not considered a capital loss even if you hold on to it. An asset you keep after its price has fallen is called an unrealized loss. Realized gains, profits from the sale of an investment should always be reported to the IRS using Form 8949 and Schedule D. You'll also use Schedule D to deduct your capital losses. Realized losses from the sale of personal property, however, do not need to be reported to the federal government and usually are not eligible for the capital loss tax. Capital tax deduction gives you a tax break for claiming your realized losses. In other words, reporting your losses on the size of your gains and losses. If you end up with a larger capital gain amount, you can subtract your losses from your gains. This lowers the amount of income that's subject to capital gain tax. What happens if you exceed your gains? The IRS will let you deduct $3,000 of capital losses, $1,000 if you and your spouse file separate tax returns. If you have any leftover losses, you can carry them forward, claim it on future tax returns. Short-term and long-term capital losses are the two different categories that you have of these capital gains. If you sell an investment you own for a year or less, it's considered a short-term gain or loss. If you sell an asset for over a year, it counts as a long-term gain or loss. These classifications come into play when calculating net capital gain. In order to use losses to offset your gains, you must first group them together by type. Short-term losses must be initially deducted from short-term gains before you can apply to long-term gains and vice versa. Short-term capital gains are taxed like ordinary income. That means your tax rate may be as high as 39.6%. 39.6%. Yeah. And depending on your income, you might also owe the 3.8% Obamacare Medicare surtax. Tax rates for long-term capital gains, on the other hand, are generally much lower. If you're in the 10%, 15% tax bracket, you won't owe any taxes. You have long-term capital gains. If you're in a higher tax bracket, you face a 15 or 20% tax rate. But exceptions may apply. For example, gains from the sale of real estate related to depreciation result in a 25% tax if you're in the 25% income tax bracket or a higher tax bracket. You may want to consider selling your assets if you have short-term capital gains at all. This way, you'll minimize your tax bite and eliminate low-performing investments at the time. If you're a savvy investor, you may be tempted to look to take advantage of tax loopholes. Some think they can sell a deflated stock and then immediately buy back the same stock or a similar stock. That can deduct a capital loss in their tax return while their portfolio remains relatively unchanged. That may seem like a good idea, but if you put it in practice, you'll be breaking the wash sale rule. This rule says that if you sell a security at a loss, you can't buy it back or buy a stock that's nearly identical to the one you sold within the 30-day period before or after the sale. If you break the rule and get caught, you'll have to add the loss to the cost of the new stock purchase. To work around the wash rule, you can sell shares of one company security and pick up the same type of fund wash sale rule in bond trading. It's best to make sure your new bond differs from the original bond in at least two ways. For example, your new bond may need to have a different rate, maturity, or issuer. Selling assets at a loss isn't the worst thing in the world. In fact, some investors deliberately incur capital losses to lessen their capital gains tax bite. If you're trying to use a capital loss to offset your gains, just remember to follow the rules to qualify for the tax break. This is all part of financial planning. We've talked about these before. The whole idea is having a great team working with you. Do you remember Amanda Hahn was here last week and we were talking about taxes? The idea is if you meet with your tax professionals in October, November, you meet with your CFP later on in the year or right around the same time, you get all of your professionals on the same page. If you see that you're going to have a number of you're going to have the tax losses, tax gains, either one, you get together with your professionals. Say you have a capital gains for the year, and you get together with your financial people, your stock portfolio people, and say, okay, I've got these gains. I have some stocks that are margin on the edge, on the fringe, that maybe we want to get rid of these right now. They're not doing so well, and we can redeploy that money. We can reallocate that money into something better. The answer to that question is yes, we can reallocate it into something better. Go ahead and do that. When you go ahead and redeploy it into something better, you're offsetting those things, and automatically you're coming up with a 20, 30, 40% increase in benefit just because of the tax ramification of taking that loss and applying it to or counteracting the gains that you had. Start looking at those items right now so that you're watching those for the year. And remember, right now we're doing reporting what happened. This is not the time that anybody is getting any benefit from dealing with taxes. I mean, there's a few things here and there. For the most part, you don't get any benefit on the tax area right now. This is when you're reporting. This is not when you're doing your planning for your taxes. Just keep your eye on. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets when we come back. How many tax allowances should you claim? That's an issue. Good morning, Robert. Glad to see you joining us this morning. How many allowances should you claim? What is immediate annuity? These are some of the tools that we've had people on the program talking about how you can benefit from lowering your taxes under the SEP. Maybe not in your best interest. There are better options. Let's talk about them. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube or the archives of Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, a house.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-
You're listening to Ron
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, we're delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio time at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Ask About ReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Have some equity in your property? Reverse Mortgage might solution for you either to buy a home, get some equity out, do some financial planning. All of those things are possible with reverse mortgage. So one of the other questions we always contemplate at this time of year, as well as whenever you buy a new piece of property, how many allowances, deductions should you claim? Paying tax is obviously unavoidable. How high your income tax bill will be depends on a number of factors, including your filing status, how much money you make, whether you can claim any tax deductions or credits. Allowances play a special role, too. If you're looking at a W-4 form and you don't know how many tax allowances to claim, well, we've got the answers to all of your questions. What you need to know about tax withholding, to understand how allowances work, it might help to understand the concept of withholding. Whenever you get paid, a certain amount of income tax is automatically withdrawn or withheld from your check over to the IRS. Withholding tax can also be collected by individuals who receive earnings from gambling, bonus commissions. There can be tax withheld from pensioners as well. If you're a business owner or independent contractor, you withhold your own income taxes by paying estimated taxes. Tax withholding becomes an issue whenever you're filling out a W-4 form at the start of a new job or whenever you experience a significant event in your life that affects your tax filing status, like the adoption of a child, marriage, purchase of a home, all of those different issues. What are tax allowances? Withholding allowances directly affect how much money is withheld from your pay. Claiming more allowances will lower the amount of income tax taken out of your check. Conversely, if the total number of allowances you claim is zero, that means you'll have the most income tax withheld from your take-home pay. Allowances matter. If you don't claim enough of them, you have to pay too much money sent to you to the government. You'll end up with a tax refund. But if you claim too many allowances, you'll probably owe the IRS some money at the end of the tax year and possibly pay a penalty for your mistake. The value of a single allowance and how it impacts your salary is based on your tax bracket and how frequently you receive a paycheck. The exact amount of tax that your employer is expected to withhold also takes into account whether you're filing a single person, a married person, or a head of household. When deciding the number of allowances you'll have to claim, your filing status, the number of jobs you have, and whether you have dependents will come in play. So how many allowances do you need? Let's break it down. Let's say you're a single person living on your own. You have zero dependents and only one job. So ideally, the total number of allowances you're claiming would be two. On your W-4 form, you would write one beside line A and one beside line B under the personal allowance worksheet. You could choose to claim zero tax allowance. That would probably guarantee you a tax refund, but as a result, your paychecks would be smaller. You could claim one allowance as well if you're interested in getting a refund. Tax allowances for married couples take into account whether they have kids and whether they live in two-earner households. If you have no children and both you and spouse have jobs, it's a good idea to claim one allowance and have your spouse do the same. Claiming two allowances on your W-4 form is an option. You risk having too little tax withheld from your pay. To play it safe, couples can take a look at the tables under the two earners multiple jobs worksheet that indicate which numbers to write down and the lowest paying jobs. Those filing joint can combine their income and submit a single tax form. If you're a breadwinner and your spouse isn't working, you can claim two allowances. If you have dependents, your W-4 form will probably seem a bit trickier. There's an opportunity to add additional allowances for being the head of your household, claiming the child tax credit, or using a credit because you have child care expenses. You could add an allowance for each of your dependents. That means if you're married with two kids, you can claim two allowances on your form and get your spouse to do the same for a total of four allowances. Whether you plan on itemizing your deductions when you file taxes could also affect the number of allowances you claim. Taxpayers can claim additional allowances if they expect more itemized deductions than they had in the previous year. For example, you might be able to claim extra allowances if you run a write-off for making another charitable donation or if the property taxes you're paying now for a house you recently bought. How does a change in the number of itemized deductions you're claiming have an impact on your withhold allowances? Well, deductions reduce your taxable income and they affect the size on your tax bill. You claim an extra allowance or two for your excess itemized deductions, you'll be able to reduce the amount of money that the government withholds from each of your paychecks throughout the year. In order to find out how many additional allowances you can claim for your itemized deductions, you'll need to complete the deductions and adjustments worksheet on the W-4 form, which you can find right there on Google or get from your HR department. You can use the same worksheet if you want to claim extra allowances for any adjustments to income, like student loan interest deduction or IRA deductions. Claiming an exemption from withholding. If you're asking yourself, can I claim an exemption from withholding? You can be eligible for an exemption if you owed zero taxes in the previous year and you received a refund for the federal income tax that was withheld. You can also claim exemption from withholding if you believe you have no tax liability whatsoever for the current tax year. Students aren't always exempt, especially if they have jobs. An exemption might be possible for those who work temporarily during the summer break or just part-time throughout the school year. The total number of allowances you're claiming as a student would ideally be zero if your parents can still claim you as a dependent on their taxes and you don't work. If you're not a dependent and you're a working student, you could claim two allowances like a civil filer that we spoke about a little bit earlier. The total number of allowances you are claiming affects how big your paycheck is and whether you receive a refund during tax season. Claim too many allowances can have a lasting impact on your financial situation, especially if you're required to pay government some extra money. On the other hand, not claiming enough allowances reduces the size of your paycheck. That leaves you fewer funds to put toward eliminating your debt or boosting your savings. If you're concerned about the amount of federal income tax that's being withheld from your paycheck, you could always refer to a withholding calculator provided by the IRS, your W-4 form, or talk to your tax professional. Great information. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors, a big thanks to Johnny's Engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.